And a very good morning to you. It is Wednesday morning, the 5th of January, the year 2022. And this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. If we go right to the beginning of the Bible, Exodus, Genesis, Exodus, Exodus chapter 13 and verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night. And then, of course, one of our favorite scriptures, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, Jesus says, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. God never abandoned the Israelites in the wilderness, and he is not about to abandon you and I in these critical times. Now, that desert, that wilderness, I've seen it. The heat during the day goes up to plus 50 degrees, and in the evenings, I believe it goes to freezing. Now, that cloud kept them from that heat by day. That's right. And by night, when it got freezing cold, there was a pillar of fire to keep them warm. The Lord thinks of everything, doesn't he? But of course, the main reason was for direction. And we need direction, you and I. And we really need to follow the cloud like never, ever before. You know, in East Africa, in the great plains of the Maasai Mara, there are herds of antelope, tens of thousands of them, that follow the rain clouds at the end of the dry season and as the wet season begins. They watch the clouds, they hear the thunder and the lightning, because they know that those clouds are full of rain. And where the rain falls, grass will grow very quickly. Now, if the animals do that, what about you and I? We really need to follow and to watch the clouds. I'm a cloud watcher, by the way. Every morning I get up and I say, Lord Jesus, are you coming in the clouds today? Because that's what he told us. He's coming back in the clouds. I can't wait. You know, Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11 says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, if every knee on earth is going to do it, you'll see him coming in the clouds. So let you and I now get ready for the coming of the Lord. Because this rain that we're speaking about is not only physical rain, it is spiritual rain. Jesus bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.